I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time, 3:14 Monday afternoon. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
the DMV is canceling those postcard registration reminders next month. Now the agency says you can sign up for email reminders at dmv.utah.gov. I'm KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt.
Second, you can't go target shooting in 17 areas of Utah right now. The Division of Wildlife Resources says they're worried about the fire danger in the central and northern parts of the state, so they're shutting them down. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot were brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards.
You are good to go along I-15 north or southbound anywhere between Willard Bay and Utah Lake. The rest of your Salt Lake County freeways crash-free and delay-free. I'd say enjoy it while you can. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
A lot of sunshine once again. Heats up to 96. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
We're on our way at 94 degrees. Now, KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. On Twitter today, President Trump's calling on the college football season to go forward as university presidents discuss whether that can happen amid the pandemic. Chicago police say they arrested over 100 people during looting Sunday night. Ravin Gandhi lives near some of the areas that were looted.
There was no political protest elements of it. I've seen a lot of stuff online. I find it disgusting. I think it's terrible that it's being allowed to happen.
And police say tonight they're going to limit access to downtown and that the looting started after a day of misinformation that was spread following police wounding a man during a shootout Sunday afternoon. Could be some extreme weather in Chicago. There's a tornado warning in effect in North Chicago. One person was killed when three row homes were destroyed in a natural gas explosion in northwest Baltimore. Crews are still searching the rubble for any victims who may still be inside. At least six people were taken to hospitals. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth.
The coronavirus, your money, and security. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
So President Trump made a simple declaration Saturday and left chaos in his wake. After the executive order extending unemployment benefits and the moratorium on evictions and an announcement about payroll tax deferrals, everybody in Washington was left asking, how are we supposed to do this? Are we supposed to do this? ABC's Catherine Falders is joining us live from Washington. Well, we already know what the Democrats think about the president's executive order, but some Republicans have serious concerns this afternoon. What are they?
Yeah, I think you saw that tweet and statement from a senator staff who questioned whether the president could constitutionally implement this executive order. And the three other memorandas, because Congress does have power of the purse. They control the money here. So there have been some questions, of course, from Democrats, as you mentioned, but also some other Republicans who, are questioning whether the president has the authority and the ability to do this unilaterally.
My next question is about the payroll tax deferral. What does that mean?
Yeah, that's a good question. And I think in addition to the payroll tax deferral, the other part of this is that $400 unemployment check, which I think is just from talking to sources, even the more complicated element of this. Because, as you know, the $600 extension expired 2 weeks ago, so you had this $400 that would be given to Americans who are unemployed. But the catch to that one is, according to the memoranda, is that states would need to pay in $100 of that, and the federal government would only provide 75% of that, $300. So I've been hearing local officials saying how there's a bit of confusion as to how that process would work. If they can't pay that, if they can't afford to pay that, do they still get the $300 from the federal government? The way it's written in the memo is that they wouldn't, but there is some question as to whether states are able to apply for a waiver. So a decent amount of confusion about those funds and how the states would get those to the people who are unemployed in their states.
This is the part I don't get, though. I understand what you're saying there. When we talk about payroll tax deferral, that means you don't have to pay the payroll taxes, but deferral means you have to pay it back later. Is there any discussion about what all of that means?
Yeah, and that's a great question. This order the money you take home, it might not be that much per paycheck. There's some. It also is assuming employers, you know, pause this tax withholding from September 1st. To the end of the year. That's what that order instructs. So the questions that you're asking about that are definitely valid ones. I think there's a lot of confusion about that. There's also this order defers that obligation, an employee's obligation, to pay that 6.2% of that Social Security, as you're mentioning, the Social Security tax per paycheck. But it also applies to people, the way the order is written, the language in there, it says people who generally, I think, take home less than $4,000 every 2 weeks. So I think there's also a lot of questions, too, about how this is going to be implemented and how this will be monitored.
Hopefully, we get some answers. At some point, ABC's Catherine Falders. Live from Washington, we thank you. KSL News Time 320. Traffic is brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards. A Monday afternoon, and here's Ricky Meese.
Salt Lake County freeways look great. No accidents, no delays. That does include I-15 southbound between downtown and Draper. I-15 in Utah County also looking good both directions between the Point and Provo. 5600 West, though, that has seen some stacked up and slow traffic both directions, north and southbound, between I-80 and 2100 South. Steve?
Well, on the north end, it's an easy drive, too. Crash-free so far. No problems traveling north and southbound I-15 between downtown Salt Lake City and Brigham City. No problems on the west belt of 215 northbound or Legacy Parkway. Highway 89, pretty good shape as well. A little slowing there at 200 north, but otherwise good to go between Lagoon and Harrison Boulevard. Find out more about how your kitchen or bath can be the kitchen or bath of your dreams in just 3 days. Just visit 3daykitchen.com. That's 3daykitchen.com. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And here's the 7 day forecast with Grant Wayman.
96 sunny skies for today. It's going to be about the same tomorrow, 95 and more sunshine. Not quite as hot on Wednesday, partly cloudy up to 93. Then it heats up again. Thursday, 98, mostly sunny. 97 on Friday, lots of sunshine. More of the same Saturday and Sunday, both 97 and sunny. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Well, it's a good day. It's not 100 degrees. It's just 94 in Salt Lake City.
Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News, only on KSL News Radio.
Hey.
I know I've told you how much I love my home equity Visa card, the HELOC as it's known, and UCCU is the fastest, easiest, and safest way to access your home's equity.
Right. I mean, a HELOC is a line of credit that you get based on the equity you have in your home. And with UCCU, when you open up a HELOC, you automatically get a HELOC Visa card.
And in our house, of course, we've designated it as the source to do home improvements. Then we pay it down, and when we get ready to do the next project, we just use the HELOC card. It really is slick. And of course, UCCU always provides the lowest rates possible on any HELOC. And at UCCU, every HELOC comes with a HELOC Visa card.
And no closing fees. So whether you're remodeling like Tim, or maybe you're consolidating debt, or you just simply want that line of credit so that you have the peace of mind for a rainy day.
Summer is a great time to use the equity in your home for those much-needed home improvement projects. UCCU's mortgage experts are just waiting to help you lower your rate and monthly payment.
Check out UCCU's HELOC Visa card. Utah Community Credit Union. Love where you bank.
Many parents today are researching the benefits of sending their child to a boarding school during the global pandemic instead of forced online learning, traditional public, or even private day school. As you research this kind of education, you'll find that Wasatch Academy, right here in Utah, is so much more than that. Founded in 1875, Wasatch Academy is more than just a preparatory school. It's a 100% inclusive school whose average class size is 12 students. Yet its campus sits on 35 acres in beautiful San Pete County, one of the safest places in the nation. Students come from throughout the world to live and attend school at Wasatch Academy, whose holistic approach to academics, the arts, a celebrated athletics program, and a tailored learning center for Generation Z is unmatched, to say the least. And college acceptance is 100%. A world-class education is just the beginning at Wasatch Academy. To learn about this and more, visit wasatchacademy.org.
When local news breaks, we'll text you. Just sign up with the Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line. Text the word news to 57500.
My name is Dale Pazinski. I volunteer with United Way to help the homeless in my community learn computer skills and build a basic resume. I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live united. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
We're watching Utah's Money at KSL News Radio. McDonald's is suing former CEO Steve Easterbrook. The company wants him to give back tens of millions in severance payments. The company says he lied about numerous sexual relationships with fellow employees before he was fired last November. Turns out at least 50,000 Utah businesses applied for the Paycheck Protection Program loans. But the forms also show 30 of those companies have zero employees. Several CEOs say they accidentally left the information off those confusing applications. KSL Drive's off-roaders are putting the new Ford Bronco to the test. They've pitted the new SUV against Jeeps and other rock crawlers in places like Moab and elsewhere. They're saying the stock Ford Bronco can hold its own. On Wall Street, the charge continues forward, the Dow jumping 357 points, more than 1.25% to 27,791. The S&P added 9 points, but the NASDAQ composite fell 42 points. KSL News Time, 326. A Utah man who spent 23 months in a Venezuelan prison says he's worried about two Americans currently being held there. KSL News Radio's Becky Bruce has more.
The two former Green Berets accused of plotting to overthrow the Venezuelan government were sentenced to 20 years in prison over the weekend. It's a story that sounds all too familiar to Josh Holt.
There are two Green Berets that are currently stuck in Venezuela in the exact same cell that I was in.
He's worried the U.S. government won't be able to help the two men the same way they helped him because the accusations against them have more concrete evidence.
I've had contact with their family as well.
Holt says he and his wife have been working to try to improve their living conditions inside El Helicoide through people they know who are still there. Becky Bruce, KSL News Radio.
You can hear more about Holt's time in that Venezuelan prison on our podcast, Hope in Darkness. Find it at kslnewsradio.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope in Darkness on kslpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.